is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. Welcome to Bears All Access.
Joining us now on the phone line is the president and CEO of the Bears, Ted Phillips, here on Bears All Access with Zach Zaidman, Tom Thayer, and Jim Miller. Ted, after the entire group comes back from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, from Phil Emery, Mark Trestman on down, do you meet with them? Do you like to hear what they saw when they were down there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what I'll do is probably early next week. Cliff Stein and I will sit down with Phil, and we'll go through what they saw, what their priorities are. I won't sit and listen to a complete rehash of every single interview they had, but I definitely want to understand where the priorities are, who rose, who fell in terms of guys that they would have their eye on in the draft. And obviously, with free agency coming, we'll be talking about possible free agents as well, along with our own players that are unsigned.
Ted, I got an out-of-the-box question. You talk about Johnny Manziel going from the first pick to the third round. If he slipped by the Bears in that second, third round, is he always an option?
Well, everyone's an option, Tom. You know that. And the good news is that Phil, as you know, is extremely meticulous, very detailed. He's focused on improving the team, both in free agency and the draft. And I know we're going to have a great plan and fill a number of needs to make us a better team next year. I know that much.
You know, one thing, Ted, I think it'll be fun during the offseason, OTAs and the training camp to pay attention to the development of Shea McClellan. It's very rarely do you get the chance to reinvent a first-rounder.
Yeah, I like that comment, Tom. You know, I'm not sure it's reinventing him. I mean, I think what Phil and Mark and the other coaches have talked about has been let's try to accentuate all the positive attributes he has. Take a look at what he did in college effectively and see if that makes him more of an impact player. You know, he showed flashes of that. He needs more consistency there. And he definitely has the work ethic and the desire to try to make it happen. So I'm optimistic, and so should our fans be.
Ted, the Bears have been very busy over the last couple of offseason, kind of rebuilding the organization both on the field and off the field. New general manager, new head coach, Hallis Hall has been renovated. Is there anything else in the works that you can share with the fan base at this time in terms of where the organization is going?
Well, I'm just really excited about this kind of a new energy level here, both on, you know, with our staff and our team, I think, our new coach, our new general manager, and it's really been exciting to be part of that. You know, we've reinvested in our facilities. We've reinvested in technology. We're reinvesting in the team. And I think everyone sees that and appreciates that. It's only going to make us better as an organization. We're in the midst of having discussions with the Park District and our new concessionaire Aramark about making improvements at Soldier Field. Nothing I can really discuss right now in detail, but things that should, you know, enhance that fan experience that's so important to everyone that's been a loyal season ticket holder down at Soldier Field. And I'm just really excited about the direction the team is headed in, and I think everyone's been re-energized in this last year.